You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM, and we're here at Latitude. I'm here with Strawberry Lace. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
You're all right.
Would you like to introduce yourselves? Okay.
My name's Will. I'm the drummer for Strawberry Lace.
I'm Ryan. I sing and play bass.
I'm Ollie. I play guitar.
I'm Joe, and I'm the lead guitarist.
So you've been, I think you formed in 2018, if my research is correct. I mean, how did the band come about?
Yeah, we met at CRC in Cambridge. It's like a sixth form college, and we were all studying music there. And yeah, we met there and like played at college and that. And after we all left, we sort of got back together and thought, you know, let's get something going. And yeah, we've just been working playing since there. Then, really.
Yeah.
So you're playing quite late on the BBC Introduce the Soldier tonight. How did that come about?
How did that come about?
Apparently it was Ella Ennard. Or Ella, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. No, Matt Plum. No, it was Matt from Plum.
That's what, what's her name?
Well, a mixture of help from Ellen Ellard and Matt Plum from BBC Introduce in CAMS. And yeah, they were nice enough to, yeah, like sort out the opportunity.
Yeah, they've been proper supportive throughout the whole, kind of like our growing up and stuff throughout the, like putting out new music and stuff. They're always like really supportive for it. So yeah.
Are you festival goers yourselves?
Yeah. I've only been to a couple, but
it's been a while, I do like it. We played a festival yesterday in Bucks called Penfest, and that was literally the first festival I've ever been to. Yeah. So
okay, and how was that? I mean, it's a really decent headline, I thought, this year.
Yeah, it was quality.
Good.
Good stage, good crowd, good weather. Yeah, you know. Can't complain.
Playing under a nice big tent on a big stage.
Yeah, it's quality.
It's probably big stage as well. It's massive.
So now I've listened to your music, and I find it very difficult to. You're not an easy band to pin down. You couldn't say, oh, it's you're this or that. I mean, there's hard rock. There's reggae. There's even slap bass in there, and slap bass is not. I mean, so I mean, how do you describe yourself?
I don't know. We actually had someone message us yesterday going, oh my god, this is the first time we've ever seen you, and it sounds like you've created a new genre. And I think that's the best way to put it. It's just a big blend of everything that we listen to, really.
Yeah, that's sort of been our aim from the start. Is just to. I mean, we listen to everything. So yeah, we don't want to be like, oh, they're a rock band or they're this or that band. We just, you know, play everything that we love. And
so you must be doing something right, because I mean, Everbee now over 500,000 streams on Spotify and everything, so it's definitely getting out there. I mean, sort of I think the latest single was Wake Up, was released in April.
Yes.
More new music on the way.
Of course.
But I think we're on. Yeah. We're in the works of like making an album at the moment. We've got all the songs, we just need to record it. And
it's all the writing process it's at the moment. It's just getting it recorded and
just putting our brains to it.
I've seen you, there's loads of live videos of you guys on online. I mean, how important is playing live to you? How much is that a massive part of what you do?
Very important. It's the main reason we do it, really. Obviously, we like releasing songs and getting fairly good streams on Spotify, but it's the playing that counts, isn't it?
Yeah, literally, like releasing music and stuff, it's cool seeing like numbers and that, but it doesn't really compare to like playing live and you see people that
people reacting to your music.
And like instant feedback.
People that have travelled down to see you from like treks away. And
like we had someone yesterday that travelled like 3 hours away just to see us. Just with his dad.
It was
nice to see.
We played that gig at the Pike and Eel, and we had some people drive like 2 hours down to see us, and they asked us to like sign a t-shirt and stuff.
Like, really? Are you sure?
All that stuff.
Why do you want our signature?
Yeah, it's all very new to us.
Yeah,
so like,
a bit odd.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound something like a bad thing to be happening. No,
it's not winding me up just yet. So it's all right.
Yeah, we were probably more excited to sign it than he was to get it.
Yeah,
I was like, Ollie, look, he wants to sign a t-shirt. Oh, let me sign it.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you're looking at recording an album. I mean, what does the rest of the year hold for the band?
Hopefully a lot of gigging. I want to get a lot more gigs lined up stuff, but really just give us enough time to work on an album. Because we just have no idea what we want it to sound like. Because every single we've released is all sounding so different. We just don't know how to put that to an album.
Yeah.
Sort of like with a recurring theme through. Yeah. It's something that we're going to have to like mathematically work out, because it's just going to be a bit difficult.
But, lots of writing, lots of recording, and then taking it around the country and getting it out there.
So,
gigging.
I mean, gigs, we just said how important they are to you, and how difficult has the last, you know, you formed in 2018, it was getting music out there in 2019, then it happened and stopped. I mean,
really feel a spanner in the works, yeah. Really.
I think, though, like, it gave us time to, like, really work on our sound and, like, kind of just, you know, get better as a band.
Yeah,
and kind of have a breather, I guess.
Practice. It's a shame because we thought 2020 was really going to be like the driving year where we just get so much done, but it just got all held back. And it's just got such a shame. Yeah, but we're back this year.
So it's now all about 2021.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for your time today. Have a brilliant gig tonight. Looking forward to it. And enjoy all the gigging that you've got planned for the rest of the year.
Nice one. Cheers.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Pleasure.